شما به اسپیس فارسی گوش می کنید.
Learning English helps me to talk about my habits.
SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands and waterways throughout Australia.
Ah, mornings. Some people love them and some people, well, not so much. I'm Josipa and I used to have a hard time in the morning. I'd press snooze on my alarm a few times, so I would get up late, rush to get ready, and already feel stressed before my day even started. This behavior became a habit of mine. A habit is something you do regularly, like brushing your teeth every morning or having a cup of tea in the afternoon. It's something you do so often that it feels normal. In my case, my morning habits weren't good for me, and something had to change. So I have started waking up earlier and doing small things to improve my mornings, like stretching for 10 minutes or having a quiet cup of coffee before rushing around to get ready. And guess what? It has really helped. I know that changing habits can be hard because, let's face it, it is easier to do things the way you have always done them. But even little changes can make a big difference. In this episode, we are going to practice simple phrases you can use to talk about changing your habits. Now, let's join Alan and Claire as they take their dogs for a walk in the park. It's a peaceful, quiet morning, the kind that makes you want to slow down and enjoy the moment.
How's your new nighttime routine going? Are you sleeping any better?
Yeah, it's a work in progress. Old habits die hard, but I'm giving it my all. Scrolling on my phone in bed, that was the hardest to stop.
Oh, I hear ya. So, how's it working out so far?
Kind of okay. I've set a goal to read for 20 minutes before bed instead of doom scrolling.
That's a solid plan. Are you sticking to it?
Trying to, but I've had a few slip-ups. Still, I'm doing my best to stay consistent. I'm done with making excuses.
Slip-ups happen. It's all part of the process.
Yeah, I'm learning to cut myself some slack, and it's making it easier to keep going even when things aren't perfect.
Alan is trying to make changes to his nighttime routine so that he gets a better night's sleep. A routine is a set of actions or habits we follow regularly in the same way and often at the same time. It's a pattern of behavior. Do you have a routine that you follow every night? Let's say you are talking to someone like Alan, who is trying to change their habits. You could ask them,
"How's your new routine going?"
When we use going in this way, we are asking if something is working well or not. So, in this case, Claire's asking how well Alan's new routine is going, whether it is going well or if he's having any problems with it. It's a casual way to ask about any progress, like, how is it going? Alan replied,
It's a work in progress. Old habits die hard, but I'm giving it my all. Scrolling on my phone in bed, that was the hardest to stop.
Alan said his new routine is a work in progress. That is something that it is still being worked on and isn't completely perfect. There is still room for improvement. People use this phrase when they are making changes to things that they used to do, but haven't completely kicked the habit. That means they haven't changed their old habits. Because, as Alan said,
old habits die hard, but I'm giving it my all.
All habits die hard is a saying that means that it's hard to stop doing things we've been doing for a long time because they're old habits. They're familiar. So Alan's old bedtime routine will be difficult to change. But he also said,
I'm giving it my all.
He means that he'll try his best and put in a lot of effort into making the changes he's trying to make, even though it's hard. Another way to say the same thing is,
I'm trying my best to do it.
Claire then asked about Alan's progress in a slightly different way. She said,
oh, I hear you. So, how's it working out so far?
How is it working out so far? You can use this question to ask about someone's progress with something they have started on. Working out here means going well or progressing. And so far means up to this point in time.
I've set a goal to read for 20 minutes before bed instead of doom scrolling like I used to do.
When you set a goal, you decide on something you want to achieve and make a plan. Alan set a goal to read a book before bed instead of doom scrolling. Doom scrolling is a term used to describe the act of endlessly looking at your phone and looking through negative or distressing news or social media posts. I think it's a good thing that Alan decided to kick this bad habit. And Claire agrees. She says,
that's a solid plan. Are you sticking to it?
That's a solid plan. When something is solid, it is strong and firm. For example, a house can be solid, a rock can be solid, or even a solid handshake can show strength. Similarly, when you have a solid plan, it's well thought out, realistic, and likely to succeed.
Are you sticking to it?
Here's another phrase you can use when asking about someone's new routine. Are you sticking to it? Sticking to something in this context means continuing to do something, especially something that's unpleasant or hard to do. It's about being consistent and not giving up. For example, I could say that I'm sticking to my morning exercise routine, which means I'm actually doing my exercise every morning, even when I'm tired or busy. Alan has been trying hard, but as he says,
I've had a few slip-ups.
Slip-ups are small mistakes, usually in something you're trying to do or achieve. For example, if you're trying to eat healthier but have cookies on one day, that's only a slip-up. That is a small mistake that won't spoil everything. The next day, you will do just fine. And Alan wants to keep doing well because he said,
still, I'm doing my best to stay consistent.
He wants to keep trying even though he doesn't always succeed. If you're consistent in doing something, you're doing it in the same way without changing or stopping. And Alan is going to try to be honest with himself and how well he is doing. He said,
I'm done with making excuses.
I'm done with making excuses. This means that he's no longer going to always think of reasons for why he can't do what he intended to do like he used to. He's just going to do it. So he could also say,
I'm done putting things off.
And that would mean the same thing. At the end of the dialogue, Alan said,
I'm learning to cut myself some slack.
The word slack can have different meanings depending on the context. The word slack means loose or not tight. So when someone says, I'm learning to cut myself some slack, they mean that they are learning how to be more relaxed about their mistakes, to be kinder to themselves and forgive themselves the occasional slip-up. So, if you're cutting yourself some slack, it means you're allowing yourself to make mistakes and not be perfect, instead of being too hard on yourself.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organization a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
Now, let's listen, like we always do, to Alan and Claire's dialogue once again.
How's your new nighttime routine going? Are you sleeping any better?
Yeah, it's a work in progress. Old habits die hard, but I'm giving it my all. Scrolling on my phone in bed, that was the hardest to stop.
Oh, I hear ya. So, how's it working out so far?
Kind of okay. I've set a goal to read for 20 minutes before bed instead of doom scrolling.
That's a solid plan. Are you sticking to it?
Trying to, but I've had a few slip-ups. Still, I'm doing my best to stay consistent. I'm done with making excuses.
Slip-ups happen. It's all part of the process.
Yeah, I'm learning to cut myself some slack, and it's making it easier to keep going, even when things aren't perfect.
Today, I'm going to introduce you to someone who really knows how to change habits. Our very own head of content at SBS Audio, Davide Schiappapietra. Davide, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us.
Thank you so much, Josipa. It is an absolute pleasure to be here with you and with all of our listeners.
Now, over the last 2 years, I've seen such a transformation in you. You've lost significant amount of weight, but more importantly, you seem so much happier and healthier. What habits did you change to make this happen?
First of all, I had to look at myself and identify the habits that I wanted to get rid of. So, for example, I used to smoke one pack a day.
Ooh, that's a lot.
Indeed. Another one was cook unhealthy and quick foods or buy takeaway food all the time. So these are the habits that I discontinued. And then I started building a new healthy habits. For example, I took on a new sport. It is a dragon boat, which is a form of paddle sport or rowing here in Sydney. And I did it by chance, but I found myself part of a beautiful team and a beautiful community. And because of that sense of community that I experienced with all my new team members, more experienced than me, I started fitting in, following their own habits in training, eating, not only, and so I started developing my own.
Now, I know I'm not alone in saying this. So many of us have tried to replace unhealthy habits with better ones, only to fall back into old routines. But you've been incredibly consistent with your training, your diet, and everything else you've mentioned. What's your secret to sticking with it?
I guess the secret is the happiness that the outcomes of these changes and these new habits gives me. I feel stronger, I feel happier, I feel very much motivated. I also feel lucky and privileged because, as I said before, I haven't been alone on this journey. I encountered a wonderful doctor, my GP, that has been supporting me. I encountered friends that have accepted my new way of living and being. And I encountered, as I said, all these role models that are my team members in my Dragon Boat team, the Sydney Sloths. And some of them are elite international athletes, but so humble and so generous that they are sharing with me their tips, motivating me on a daily basis. This is wonderful.
I like that. So kind of creating a supporting group around you. Davide, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Josipa.
Now it's time to practice. Davide, will you join us?
Yes, ready.
What is a habit?
A habit is something you do regularly, like brushing your teeth every morning or having a cup of tea in the afternoon. It is something that you do so often that it feels normal.
If something is work in progress, it is...
If something is a work in progress, it is still being worked on, or it isn't finished yet.
Let's now practice phrases we can use when talking about changing habits.
I'm giving it my all.
I've had a few slip-ups.
I'm done with making excuses.
On our website, sbs.com.au/learnenglish, you can find learning notes and transcript. And if you want to keep practicing the phrases from this episode, just press play on the bonus episode wherever you get your podcasts. You can also get in touch with us on Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube. Just search for SBS Learn English. I'm Josipa, and thank you for learning English with me.
Like, share, comment. SBS Farsi را در Facebook دنبال کنید.